Welcome to the DBNR Weekly. I'm Clark Devereaux, and this is your 5-minute fix of AI news that actually matters. This week, the infrastructure barriers that have been choking serious agent deployments just disappeared. All three major providers, OpenAI, Anthropic, and Google, basically said, you know what? Forget those rate limits and cost ceilings in the span of 7 days. Now, I've seen coordination like this before, and it's never accidental. When competitors move in lockstep, it means they're all seeing the same market shift. The writing's on the wall. Infrastructure constraints are no longer the excuse for why your agent project failed. OpenAI slashed input pricing. Anthropic expanded context allowances. Google lifted enterprise rate caps across the board. If you shelved a project last quarter because the math didn't work, well, dust it off. The math just changed. But here's where it gets interesting. While everyone's celebrating the infrastructure wins, the real data dropped on agent memory performance. And folks, it's not pretty. The best systems today, and I'm talking about the cream of the crop like Zep, are still forgetting about 36% of memory-sensitive tasks. 36%. That's why your demo looked brilliant in the conference room and face-planted the moment a real customer tried to use it across multiple sessions. Your agent literally can't remember who it's working with. I've been saying since February that persistent memory is the real frontier. Not model releases, not funding rounds, but whether agents can actually remember context across conversations. This week, I finally got hard numbers. 64% success rate on the best available system. That's not a condemnation, that's a baseline. The steam engine had terrible efficiency ratings too. But now, we have a number to beat. Speaking of numbers, there's a fascinating split happening in how companies are approaching agentic AI. Fresh survey data shows 60% are buying platforms, 12% are building custom solutions, and 33% are picking industry-specific stacks. The buyers are betting on plug-and-play solutions. The builders think they're laying groundwork for something more resilient. My money's on the builders having a better time when reality hits the fan. Then we have the orchestration story. Multi-agent systems are supposedly delivering 80 times better performance than single agents. 80 times! That's a hell of a claim. But read the fine print before you buy the complexity. Those numbers assume your problem actually needs multiple agents talking to each other. Most don't. This feels suspiciously like someone trying to sell you enterprise software when Excel would work just fine. Now, Salesforce just published a case study about a publisher called Wiley getting 213% ROI from AI agents. 213%! Look, I want to believe it, but when vendor-backed studies start throwing around numbers that sound like lottery winnings, I get twitchy. The more interesting story is buried in the methodology. They're calculating saved hours from email automation. That's actually trackable. That's something you can test in your own environment. Here's what I'm taking away from all this. The infrastructure just got democratized. $25 a month gets you in the game now. The rate limits that killed your last project? Gone. The cost ceilings that made your CFO nervous? Lifted. But the memory problem? That's still real. That's still the wall between impressive demos and production systems that people actually want to use day after day. The companies that win in the next 12 months won't be the ones with the flashiest orchestration or the biggest infrastructure spend. They'll be the ones who design around the memory gap instead of pretending it doesn't exist. The steam engine analogy matters here. We don't need perfect memory to be useful. We just need to know where the ceiling is and design accordingly. This week, for the first time, we got coordinates on that ceiling. I know where the wall is now. That's not a limitation. That's intelligence. That's your weekly AI roundup. I'm Clark Devereaux. Stay curious, stay skeptical, and I'll see you next week.